This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have the professor of politics in California, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, somebody said something to me here and sent me a message and said, how come you don't say the pledge with Denise Simon? Well, it's pretty simple. We give the guests that we have on the opportunity to say the pledge with us, or if they don't want to say the pledge, we give them the opportunity to do that, too. Well, I'll let you figure out why we don't say the pledge with Denise Simon, and that's all I'll say. Okay, now, we have got a lot of stuff going on right now. Everything is important that's going on right now, and you can't find something that's not important. Now, over 5,000 teachers, Kyle, have signed a pledge to continue teaching the critical race theory, even though it's outlawed in many states. And the National Education Association, the teachers' union, the big one, has said they will defend them if they get in trouble.
Yes, this is, you know, really kind of very troubling because obviously, Captain, there's been so much, shall we say, criticism of critical race theory.
It's an idea. It's not proof of anything. It's an idea, but the idea doesn't match with the historical relevance of the time.
Well, right, but what it is designed to do is designed to become revisionist. It's designed to really divide people.
Right.
And that, I think, is completely wrong-headed. You know, Captain, you know, we grew up, all of us grew up more or less in the United States of America. We learned about our history, and we've also learned something very important. We've learned that we can get along with people. We can be kind to people. We can respect people. But what critical race theory and what these teachers evidently want to do is say, hey, look at the color of your skin. Look at the color of your skin. You can't be friends because one of you is an oppressor and one of you is oppressed and all this. And it's all still going on. And nobody can get along. This is the worst kind of thing we could possibly be doing. Instead of learning from our history and being able to live in the modern age here and be Americans, for goodness sake.
Well, here's what we're living with in the modern age. Britain's MI5 spy chief has said agents for Russia and China are everywhere. Beware.
Well, I mean, there is a lot going on, and you know, the so-called Cold War is over. More, you know, at this time of the old Soviet Union, that kind of thing. But make no mistake, there are still these quote-unquote Cold Wars going on. China is looking to really increase its ascendancy. Russia wants to make the kinds of moves it wants to make. I mean, the case in point. Russia telling Biden, you know, how the cow ate the cabbage and where you're going to deploy your troops next, this kind of thing. And it goes on from there. So, yes, you do have to be very careful because espionage is at a much more important state than it probably has ever been.
Yeah, you're right. Now, North Carolina Republicans advanced legislation yesterday that defines how teachers can discuss certain concepts about race and racism inside the classroom, but as far as the CRT, that is not going to be legal anytime soon in North Carolina.
Well, exactly, and that's because, you know, there's also such a huge pushback on this, and you can tell that it's working because the left becomes more and more unhinged about the whole thing, and unfortunately, our classrooms are becoming these places where things are getting inflamed as opposed to learning not only history but mathematics and really how to think to use this term critically, nothing to do with critical race theory, but how to think critically about things. Otherwise, Captain, how are we going to be on the forefront literally of the 21st century? We're going to be eclipsed by other countries if we're not careful.
Now, Congressman Mark Garcia, who is a Cuban-American, has said that the Biden White House is hell-bent on helping the bad guys in Cuba. And there's a lot of proof of that by what we're seeing and what we're not seeing or hearing from the Biden administration.
Well, look at the far left in this country and those who are even part of the government, the Biden administration. You know, they're more, I hate to say, more in line with the government in Cuba than they would be with the traditional approach to the American form of government, the Constitution. And it's unfortunate, but it's kind of on display, and that's really troubling.
Yeah, and hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Texas Democrats that ran off to hide in D.C. Well, they're hiding in plain sight. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, the website MyPillow.com, and of course, that's Mike Lindell and his company. He employs a whole bunch of people up there in Minnesota, and he likes being able to keep them busy getting the orders out, manufacturing the products that he has, and I'm telling you what, I haven't been to his plant, but he invited me to come up there, so one of these times I may take the opportunity to come up there and see if I can broadcast from his plant, because guess who's working on the Third Watch right now in Minnesota? Everybody in that MyPillow plant. And hello to everybody up there. I just found that out a minute or two ago here. So they're listening to us up there in the warehouse, which I was told Mike Blindell listened to the show before he offered me the chance to be one of his endorsers, and I appreciate that. So hello to everybody, and you're doing a great job up there. Now, here's all you got to do, folks. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the products he's got. It's not just about pillows. It's about all the different things that he has that'll make your life a whole heck of a lot easier, believe me, with some of the things that he can provide for you. Now, you go to the website, MyPillow.com. It's going to ask you for a promo code to save money on all the regular prices that are there. You get tremendous discounts, deep discounts. For example, on the pillow, $40. On the towels, $65, 30%, $40, $50 on various items. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Spell it out, CAPTAIN, the promo code CAPTAIN, and you will get the reduced prices and huge savings at MyPillow.com. Now, if you want to call them up, you got any questions or you want to order on the phone, you can do that at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call and tell them the captain sent you. And again, the promo code on everything and anything is captain, and you get the special prices and the big discount on everything. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Flip is chiming in, and I guess they've got a function or something going on tonight. I think that's what that is. I didn't have a chance to look at all of it, but I'll take a look at it during the break and see what that is. All right, well, the Democrats have redesigned their $6 trillion infrastructure bill and downgraded it to a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. Listen to some of the details here, because the devil's in the details, right?
That's right.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that Senate Democrats have come up with a $3.5 trillion budget bill that tackles much of the President Joe Biden's proposal, soft infrastructure agenda. Now, with a 50-50 split in the Senate, Democrats' budget resolution, which can be passed by a simple reconciliation and is not subject to the filibuster, needs the support of all 50 Democrats. The agreement strikes a middle ground between Budget Committee Chair Senator Bernie Sanders' proposed $6 trillion and centrist Joe Manchin's preference for something under $2 trillion. Now, Sanders said he was proud to be part of crafting the bill and that it represented a pivotal moment in American history. House progressives could still derail the bill, though, AOC and company, but they've said that they do not want to operate as obstructionists and still need to see the details of the bill before they make up their mind. Now, meanwhile, moderates on the Budget Committee are represented by Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, who noted the package will be paid for, a Manchin priority, and that taxes will not be raised on anyone making below $400,000. Now, therein lies quite a discussion, because that's just not true. And we know that, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Now, I'll finish with this. Though details of the plan will not be released until the framework is agreed upon, Schumer said it expands health, education, and family policies, as well as targets taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Here we go again.
Well, that's right. Now, Biden has said he's not going to tax anybody earning less than $400,000 a year.
That's what we heard.
But, of course, they're talking about as well, and I'm sure this will be part of the final thing, increased taxes on corporations, maybe doubling the capital gains tax, all of this for so-called human infrastructure. So I don't know exactly what that means. It doesn't mean roads and bridges, though, in the strict sense, because they're trying to, you know, pretty much put anything in this bill. And you're right, the far left, they're going to squawk, but because they would rather spend, you know, a gajillion dollars instead of what they're proposing right now. They want some kind of, you know, some kind of unreal number or something that would actually be their preference. But again, one of the other big questions in this, Captain, is the spending itself. And as we see a good parts of the economy doing better than we thought they might be doing at this point, although there is inflation, and that's a huge caveat. Even the Federal Reserve is going to take a look at that here pretty soon. But a lot of people are wondering why this unbelievable spending at this time.
Eric is asking something about what happened to the nearly $8 to $9 trillion appropriated in the last 14 months. I don't think that they've appropriated quite that much money in the last 14 months. They've tried to get a couple things passed, but it's still working its way through the system. That's what this is. And by the way, there's news coming out of Georgia right now that's beyond incredible. The hand recount in Fulton County apparently was a total fraud. They stuffed the ballot box, got caught. We're going to lose our country if this is allowed to stand, so says former President Donald Trump. He also goes on to say, according to a just-released report from Garland Favorito and a highly respected voter GA in Fulton County, the hand recount was wrong by 60%. 100,000 tally sheets of the ballots were missing. They duplicated thousands of extra votes for Joe Biden, fabricated vote counts of 100-0 for Biden many times. Ballot batch sheets fraudulently showed multiple unanimous 100-0 counts, too, for Biden, as well as 150-0 and 200-0. And now in the third, are we now in a third world country? What else will they find once a full forensic audit takes place? And there's a big fight on right now as to not to do that, but it sounds like as if we need to do that.
Well, this is another huge reason, because this stuff will come out. It's not going to stay hidden and secret forever. And this stuff will come out, and that's why you see the Democrats, the far-left Democrat Party elite, trying to clamp down as much as they possibly can. They need to completely destroy Trump voters. They need to completely, make sure that Trump can never run again or can't be effective, this kind of thing. And because they realize, you know, how this makes them look.
Well, the emergency session being held in Texas of the state legislature, where they don't need to have the Democrats present, I might add, they passed the voting rights bill that the Democrats ran away from, saying that they weren't going to support it. And Vice President Harris, of course, met with them yesterday and likened the Texas Democrats' stand to Frederick Douglass and the suffrage of people during the early colonial times, including the Civil War.
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is all the worst stuff ever since the Civil War, evidently.
They don't remember what the Civil War was fought over.
Well, they don't. But they use this kind of terminology in order to try to jack up the drama of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And again, I think that doesn't the Texas bill even allow, like, longer terms for early voting?
More people can actually vote with the new bill than could before because of the way they have it set up. More people. And guess what? All you got to do is prove you're an eligible voter.
Well, that's right. And, you know,
Very easy.
Well, exactly. And, you know, part of this, too, is making sure that the information gets out to the people. What the Democrats are counting on is that these very small soundbite things, calling it a voting rights issue, it's not a voting rights issue, this is a voting procedures issue, they're not counting on people getting the full story, and this is where the media actually comes in. They should be reporting the full story so people can actually make an informed decision about what the Democrats are telling them.
Now, we talked about North Carolina here in the last segment, and here's the confirmation of that. North Carolina Republicans advanced legislation Wednesday seeking critical race theory, a ban K-12. It hasn't been done yet, but there's one working its way through the system.
Well, exactly. Now, we'll see more of the teachers, as we talked about as well, looking like they will say, well, we're going to teach it anyway. And you've also got teachers going on to TikTok, by the way. They think they're going to reach young people there and give their own critical race theory sort of lectures on TikTok.
Well, don't forget that the Biden and the Dems are trying to create hysteria for this voter reform push. They're trying to create a hysteria out there. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Dozens of wildfires continue to burn across the western United States as above-average temperatures and widespread drought conditions continue to fuel the blazes. The largest, the Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon, has burned through more than 212,000 acres in the Fremont-Winema National Forest. Crews have only managed to bring that blaze 5% under containment and warn that the fire could continue to burn until the fall. Red flag warnings remain in effect in eastern Washington, central Oregon, and parts of Idaho and Montana. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would stop public universities and schools in the state from requiring students to receive the COVID vaccine. The law bans institutions from requiring people to get a vaccine that does not have a full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The three COVID vaccines being administered in the U.S. were approved under an emergency use authorization from the FDA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's Dan.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. We just got a message off the website. We'll go to that in a couple seconds here. But first, I got to tell you, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. That's G-E-I-C-O, the website GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over to the website and type in your zip code, and you'll get a response from them asking you if you want to get a quote on the vehicle that you're driving, whether it's a car or a truck, doesn't matter. They'll give you a quote right then and there. Plus, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll do that for you, too. But the best way to get a big-time bargain on your insurance is to bundle it with your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance policy, or your condo insurance policy, whatever. That's how you get the policy lowered. So go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and get yourself a rate quote right now and see what they can do to save you some money, because my insurance was due. I just paid my annual, and I continue to save money, and knock on wood, there it is, because I'm a safe driver. I get the 10% discount on top of everything else there, and it really makes life good. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the court yesterday in, I believe it was Los Angeles, gave Britney Spears a break. She got a chance to choose her own lawyer in her conservatorship case, and she's got a very powerful, high-stakes Hollywood attorney that's represented a bunch of movie stars and won a lot of cases going up against the father, and I think the father is about to be outclassed.
Well, this is a major development, obviously, for Britney Spears. And Matthew Rosengart, he's the attorney you just mentioned. Yes, he'll be taking over her representation. And so this is a very, very important case, obviously, because here you have someone, I think for at least the last 12 years or so, has been under conservatorship. But Britney Spears obviously had some issues, but by all accounts, how she's conducting herself these days and so forth, she certainly seems to be able to, take care of herself on a daily basis. That's what we can glean from some of these reports and videos and so forth. But the whole idea of the conservatorship is that someone would be incapable of doing these kinds of things. Also, there's the profit motive that's involved here as well.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, of course, exactly. So here's a person who evidently, Britney Spears, as I recall, had said she was not even aware that she could ask for her own attorney. And so in our system, this is really very, very concerning. So now she'll have someone who will be advocating for her, and I have a feeling, Captain, we'll see this conservatorship go by the wayside here sooner than later.
I believe you're right. Now, speaking of money and flooding money and this, that, and the other, I got one for you, but I'll get to that right after we go to the caller. Okay, Backgammon Bob is on the line, one of our best question askers. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir. Captain Powell, how are you doing, buddy? Anyway,
good.
Just wanted to ask, is the reason that the Biden administration is ignoring the Cuban thing is because inherently the Biden administration does not want to interfere with a socialist government and draw attention to the fact that a socialist government is failing, just like maybe the same thing might be true in Venezuela. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, you first, Kyle.
Yeah, I do think that they're, maybe as our friends across in Great Britain might say, a very sticky wicket to try to figure out how are they going to come out and say, hey, freedom for Cuba, but at the same time, wait a minute, we're kind of the same kind of ilk right now, trying to get people dependent on government and going after capitalism and stuff like that. So, yeah, they're definitely in a quandary.
There is no way that the democratic socialists and the communists and the hardcore Democrats are going to find any fault with communist Cuba or any other communist country anywhere, because that's not what they're going to do. Instead, people are going to wind up dying. And, oh, by the way, there was a YouTube video yesterday of one of the dissidents that was doing an interview with a reporter in Miami, and the officials came right into the house, and she had to, right in the middle of her conversation, she had to get up. They handcuffed her, and out the door they went as they confiscated her computer and shut her down.
See, that's what happens when you say something wrong under a regime like that. And, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that back in the...
You know what the one thing was that I heard her say wrong?
What was that?
The Cuban people wanted freedom.
Well, exactly. See, but that is considered subversive. Freedom is considered subversive in Cuba, just like it was in the Soviet Union, just like it is in Hong Kong or Taiwan or China.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the same kind of thing.
Yep. And then there was another video yesterday that I did not see, and thank God I didn't, because that really would have ticked me off. But a young father was shot in front of his siblings, his young siblings, resisting arrest.
Well, again, they...
Inside his home.
Yeah, these are ways, and I mean, this is a very, very unsettling kind of thing, but they do these things to show how serious they really are about cracking down, and the state does not want to be challenged in this case.
Yeah, there's no way the Democratic Party are going to find fault with Cuba or anybody else. They're trying to ignore it as best they can, but I don't think they're going to be able to ignore it much longer, especially with the videos that are getting out there. Our media is just starting to wake up a little bit and get some of these things out there.
They need to do a much better job if they really want to do something, because these people are oppressed big time.
They are oppressed big time, and it's a long time coming. And I'm hopeful, Captain. I think the vast majority of the American people who love freedom and self-determination stand with our friends in Cuba.
Right. Now, the other thing is, did you hear they opened up the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. from 9 to 5?
They did. Oh, no, I did not hear that. That's very interesting.
It's opening back up for business again.
Well, that's good. That's good, as it should be, as we begin to come out of the COVID restrictions,
yep,
and so forth, yes.
And the House Select Committee announced their first hearing for the to probe into the January 6th attack. By the way, there are some people trying to pass legislation to get the Capitol Police out of Florida. That's working its way through the state legislature. I'm not sure if it'll be able to happen or not, but we'll see.
Well, that's right. There is an obvious concern throughout American history of having what would be considered a national police force. We're not talking about the FBI, but an actual national police force, or police that can reach over, especially when they're the Capitol Police, can they come and set up shop in other states?
Now, a children's advocacy group sued the District of Columbia for allowing kids to be vaccinated without telling the parents about it.
Well, again, that's a very so many parents, of course, would believe that they have the right to know what's happening with their children.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And so again, even though and the parents may be in favor of vaccination, under normal circumstances, but again,
yeah,
it's not the state's place.
And while we're speaking of that, let's go with this one right here real quick. Let's see. Elliot, you're not going to have enough time to get in. We're going to break here in just about 30 seconds, so you'll have to try after the top of the hour. But anyway, Amazon, which their company Alexa, you know who they are, right?
Right, Alexa.
Is considering developing a tracking device for children.
Interesting. Well, if your kid has a cell phone, you track them with that at this point, but, yep.
Yeah, this is something else that the kids would carry or whatnot.
So oh, wow.
Track them and see where they're at.
Well, and again, I mean, as technology expands and grows, we'll see more of these kinds of things. The question is, where does that data go? Who has access to it, and how can it be used in terms of politics? Hey, why were you at that political rally the other night? Hey, I didn't tell you I went to a political rally. Oh, our tracking device told us that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, former Vice President Mike Pence spoke up yesterday. I don't know where he was at, but he says that China has become an evil empire. Well, Mike, I hate to tell you this, they always were.
Yep, exactly.
Just take a look at how Mao Zedong got into power.
That's right.
Yep. Bodies everywhere. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're going to come right back with more of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to let Mr. Gallagher take us to break again.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna and Don, appreciate them. Don't forget, Flying J and Pilot bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we're going to get it kicked off right here with the Georgia Satellites. By the way, Kyle, keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
the Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that one very much, yes. Georgia Satellites.
Yeah, I called you out on that one. All right. Well, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, of course, folks, always brought to you by our great friends over at the Pilot and the Flying J. Don't forget to stop on by there and get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us, and just tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch and join the Drivers Club. All righty. Here we go, and I do mean go. We're going to get started. I'm going to read you the weather statement here, and then we'll go from there. Severe thunderstorms are expected to bring damaging winds, hail, and heavy wind, which may lead to flash flooding this evening across the upper Midwest. They've already had a tornado touchdown in Iowa. Isolated damaging winds are also possible across New England this evening, as well as monsoon moisture is going to continue to the development of isolated strong thunderstorms and heavy rain, which may bring flash flooding through Thursday up in New England. Now, Kyle, you take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in southern Oregon tonight, near Klamath Falls, also near Medford, Roseburg, you've got an air quality alert. Now, this is smoke and a particulate matter, of course, from the Jack and Bootleg fire. So if you're heading up Interstate 5, if you're heading up Highway 97 or 395 through Lakeview, you're going to be dealing with this. We also have fire weather warnings through central Oregon, also up through western Washington, through Spokane. Air quality alerts over into Idaho as well. Again, smoke from the Pacific Northwest fires. Fire weather warning around Helena, Montana, also Missoula, and also air quality alert tonight in northwestern Wyoming, as well as eastern Montana. We've got an excessive heat watch going on there. Now, the flash flood watches continue in parts of northern Arizona, also through Phoenix, Tucson, I-40, I-10, I-25. As you head up through New Mexico as well, you're going to encounter these flash flood watches. Could be heavy rain at times. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and, you know, when you take a look at the weather here, it's kind of a mixed bag because, like I say, we just had the tornado that tore through Iowa. What was the name of that town there?
It's in Lake City, Iowa. It's just east of Sioux City.
Yeah, okay. And I'm looking at the weather, okay? I'm looking at Iowa. I'm looking at the weather. And that weather went east over into Wisconsin out of there and just south of Green Bay. As a matter of fact, Green Bay might be getting affected in this. You have got a severe thunderstorm watch as well as a flood warning going on in that area for rain that's in there, as well as on the western side of the state of Michigan, east side of Lake Michigan, for about 100 miles from the Oregon, Indianapolis, or from the Indiana border all the way up there, about 100 miles north. Now, you still got those line of severe thunderstorms and the flood watches that are in Illinois right now, the central part of Illinois, about a 40 or 50 mile stretch, it looks like, west of Chicago and east of the Quad Cities. So be careful going across there. You're going to have some rain. Then we've had this area, Kyle, that we've been watching tonight, which is west of Kansas City, Missouri, along I-70, and it's kicked up to where the flood watches and warnings are about twice the size of what they were an hour ago, and it looks like as if they're getting quite a bit of rain there, which is creating the problem they got. Now, also, over in Missouri, right around Columbia on I-70, you've got flood watches and warnings in that area right now. Now, some of that's from rain that they've had yesterday and more rain that they've had again today. Now, let's move over into New England, because up in New England, from the western state, the western part of the state of Massachusetts, and all the way over towards Boston, sporadic rain in there. But the heavy rain right now is up in Maine, all along the coast, up I-95 all the way to Nova Scotia. And it's up in Maine for about maybe 50, 60 miles inland, all the way up through there, I-95 north of there. And then, like I say, all the way to Nova Scotia. We've got some patchy fog. We've got fog down in the wet mountainous areas west of New Jersey over towards Allentown, Pennsylvania, and headed, if you're headed towards that area, right now. And let's see here. We've got fog in the mountains of Maryland tonight and in the Chesapeake Bay area. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And we appreciate him, and we'll be back with him tomorrow. Now, right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning.
Good morning.
It's another great day in the neighborhood, and there's more news to shake a stick at here right now.
Ooh.
Now, Cuba, they are going nuts in the state of Florida protesting the Cubans, and they want DeSantis to do something. They want Biden to do something. They want anybody to do something to help the Cuban people out. And I just don't see this administration lifting their finger.
I don't either.
And it's going to cost them big time because the Cubans are a political entity here in Florida as well as various places around the country that they vote and they do get out and vote. And they're making a big mistake, especially there were a couple of videos that came out yesterday, one of them which was really disgusting to watch, but a father was shot right in front of his young toddlers, if you will, because he resisted arrest. And then, of course, they had that woman that was doing a interview with Latin television here in the United States that got yanked right out from underneath her broadcast. They took the computer. You could see the cops lying or turning her around, putting the handcuffs on her and all that stuff.
Yep.
And she was talking about people that she knew that had been shot and wasn't sure what had happened to them. So Cuba, they're between a rock and a hard place, if you will. And if we're not going to help them out and Biden's going to do what he's going to do, this is going to cost him immensely politically, in my opinion.
There's a lot of moving parts to all of this, and I would say that probably the smartest politician when it comes to all things Cuba is Rubio.
You betcha.
He has been on top of it for a very long time, and he can recite to you facts and conditions that nobody else speaks of. And when it comes to other politicians like Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Rashid Tlaib or any of that crowd, Ayanna Pressley, suddenly they're all very silent on things, human rights, aren't they?
Okay, hold that thought. And by the way, folks, the other thing yesterday was I was listening to shortwave. I was listening to some amateur radio transmissions, and the boats were talking to the people on shore in Cuba, the ones that they said they were sending over from the U.S. Don't know if they got through, but they were certainly going to try. We'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.